We're on that. So we began yesterday, Be'ezras Hashem Yisborach, Beroiv Simcha, Hislavus. Not looking at anybody in particular. That's the great thing about Zoom. You can't tell who I'm looking at, even though I'm looking at one person at the moment. Either way, if you remember, the Gemara began with a question. Let's have a look at the Gemara. Ubeis haskila chutz lebezdin hava vasulai? Question mark. If you remember, the Mishnah said that the Beis HaSkila, the place of Skila, and we're going to learn more details with Hashem later on in the parak, exactly how they put this Skila into practice. But where was it situated? It was outside of Bezdin. Now, if you say it was outside of Bezdin, it doesn't sound like that it was very far out of Bezdin, like we said yesterday. If you're planning on going, just as a random example, you're planning to go to South Africa, for example, for a challah bake. You wouldn't say, yeah, I'm going out, I'm just going outside of Beit Shemesh. So I'm going outside of Beit Shemesh. It sounds like maybe Yerushalayim or something. So if you say outside of Beis Din, it sounds like in close proximity to Beis Din, but not exactly in Beis Din. Says the Gemara, Ve'beis haskila, chutz le-Beis Din hava, it was outside of the Beis Din, vesuloi, but nothing more. That's all it was. Surely, Vatanya, we have learned Beis HaSkila v'chutz l'shalosh machanois. The Beis HaSkila was not merely outside of the Beis Din, it was actually outside of the city, outside all three machanois. Now, if you remember, we began discussing this yesterday, so let's have a look once again at the Rashis. Says Rashi, Ubeis HaSkila chutz le-Beis Din. Who de bo'inon, comma, is that all that's required just to make sure that the Beis HaSkila is not in the Beis Din, but rather it's outside? Aval chutz l'sholosh machanois loy bo'inon, question mark? Are you trying to tell me that yes, you've got to make sure the Beis HaSkila is outside the Beis Din, but not outside the sholosh machanois? It can't be. We have a braisa that says chutz l'sholosh machanois. B'Yerushalayim, says Rashi, we saw this yesterday. Hu d'shayich l'meimar. That's where it's appropriate to talk about three machanes. In your regular city, not Yerushalayim, there's no such thing as three machanes. The only city about which it makes sense to talk about the three machanes, says Rashi, is actually Yerushalayim. Why? De'ika number one, Azorah. First, you've got the actual Azorah, which is, of course, inside the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Machaneh Shechinah, which only Kohanim can enter. Then you have the Har HaBayis, which is the Machaneh Leviyah. And then you have the Chol Ha'ir, the rest of the city, which is Machaneh Yisrael. So it doesn't make sense if you're talking about another city to discuss the three Machaneh. So Yerushalayim HaKodesh, that had a Sanhedrin. Where was the Beis HaSkila? It was outside of the city, which means outside of the three machanos. So, what about other cities? In other cities, you can't talk about the three machanos. There are no three machanos, says Rashi. Ubabote dinim shebekol ir ve'ir. In bote dinim, in every other city, nami hava Beis HaSkila chutz le'ir. There too, as a general rule, the Beis HaSkila was always outside of the city, Dumya d'Yerushalayim, similar to Yerushalayim. So the common denominator between Yerushalayim and other cities were that the Beis HaSkila was always outside of the city. In Yerushalayim, we call that outside of the three machanos. In other cities, we merely call that outside of the city. But either way, what's clear is that the Beis HaSkila was not merely outside of Beis Din. If you say the Beis HaSkila was outside of Beis Din, that could be a half a kilometer away. But it wasn't, it was outside the whole city. So this is the Gemara's kasha. Why does the Mishnah say that the Beis HaSkila was outside of the Beis Din, when in fact it was much further than that? It was outside of the city, whether in Yerushalayim or elsewhere, it was always outside the city. Look back into the Gemara. Says the Gemara. In. Correct. You're 100% right. Kedaka Omrit, as you said, 100% right. The Bezdin, the Beis Haskila, was not immediately outside of the Bezdin or even outside of the Bezdin Bichlal. You're 100% right. Kedaka Omrit, as you suggested, as the Brisa states, it was outside of all the three Machanois, meaning it was outside of the city. Okay, so why did the Mishnah say it's outside of the Bezdin? Says the Gemara, the reason why the Mishnah stated outside of Bezdin, which does not seem to be accurate, surely it was much further than that. As we've just seen, in fact, it was outside of the city. Nafkemina, the reason is there could sometimes be a nafkemina. De'i nofik beidina. What happens if the Bezdin themselves, for whatever reason, relocated? V'yosiv, and they sat chutz l'shalosh machanois. Nonetheless, of dinon beis haskila chutz l'bezdin. So what's the Gemara saying? In ordinary circumstances, where's the Bezdin to be situated? In the city. Let's say in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, as we well know, is by the Beis HaMikdash. So if somebody needed to be stoned, where were they taken to? Outside of the city. Chutz Misholesh Machanois, Chutz Levi. That's true. What would be if, for whatever reason, the Bezdin needed to relocate for a while and they replanted to a place which is actually outside of the city? So the Bezdin is undergoing a refurbishment, renovations. So for whatever reason, the Bezdin now needs to change location. Okay, where's the new location? It's outside of the city. Can the Beis Haskila now be inside of the Bezdin because we're already outside the city? The answer is no. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. Our Mishnah is telling us that the Beis Haskila has always got to be outside of the Bezdin. The question was, surely that's not enough? Merely to take it out of the Bezdin, it's got to be out of the city. The Gemara says, you're right, Kedekomrat. Of course the Bezdin is out, because the Beis Haskila is outside of the city. The reason why our Mishnah spoke about outside of the Bezdin is in order to teach you enough gemina in the case where the Bezdin gets relocated to outside of the city. If I only would have had the other Brisa, what does the other Brisa say? The other Brisa says the Beis Haskila is outside of the city. So I would be excused for thinking that what? That if the Bezdin itself is outside of the city, well then presumably you can have the Beis Haskila now even inside of the Bezdin because we're out of the Sholish Machanos. That's what our Mishnah is telling you. No, actually, there's a second requirement. There are two separate halachas. One was taught in the Mishnah, one was taught in the Braisa. In the Mishnah, it was taught to us it's got to be outside of the Bezdin for reasons that we'll see in a moment. The Braisa is telling us it's got to be outside of the city. So don't tell me that, well, if it's got to be outside the city, well, that's much further than outside the Bezdin. Not true. Because we've just designed a scenario where the Bezdin itself is outside of the city. So it doesn't suffice to say that the Beis Haskila has to be outside of the city. We're already outside the city. I wouldn't have known you've got to go out of the Bezdin as well. So look at the Gemara again. In. You're 100% right. Kedaka Omrit, as you stated, of course the Bezdin has to be outside of the city. Well, it's not what it says in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says it's got to be outside the Bezdin. V'ha d'ktoni hochi. The reason why our Mishnah said that the Beis Haskila has to be outside of the Bezdin is nafkemina in order to teach me this case to e nofik beidina. If the Bezdin went out, the Yosef, and they sat now chutz l'sholosh machanois, They happen to be outside of the three machanes, meaning outside of the city. Nonetheless, of dinon beis haskila, you've still got to have the beis haskila chutz lebezdin, outside the bezdin. It's not merely enough to be outside of the city. You also have to be outside of the bezdin. Why? Kihechi, so that deloy mischazi bezdin roitzchin, so that the bezdin should not appear to be roitzchin. If you have the beis haskila right there inside the building, it would seem to be that bezdin are very keen to kill people. There we have it, on site, your local beis haskila. No, we do not want bezdin to appear as roitzchin, as murderers. Rashi is going to explain this in further detail in a second. Therefore, it's not sufficient to have the beis haskila outside of the city. It's got to be well clear of the building as well. Because if the beis haskila is inside of the bezdin, that would seem to show that what? That bezdin are more than keen to kill people. Number one. Number two, inami, furthermore, kihechi detehavalei hatzola. So too, in order that we should be able to be matzil him. Remember, the further the beis haskila is from bezdin, the more chance of saving him. That was what we learned yesterday, the whole thing with the sudarin and the horse. If the beis haskila would be local, inside the bezdin, well then as soon as they come to the conclusion, they'll put him to death on the spot, and that'll be too late ever now to rescind it. But if the beis haskila is not in the bezdin, well then there's more chance of being matzil him, because they've got to transport him some way, and then it could take a 5-minute journey, so I've got 5 minutes now to find the tzad zechus. So it turns out, therefore, there are two separate halachas. There's one halacha that the beis haskila must not be in town. Why, by the way, must it not be in town? We don't want to have to put somebody to death. Mufarshim explain, it's kilu matame the machane. If somebody needs to be put to death, it's very unfortunate, very tragic. We don't want that to happen, not in the machane shchina, not in the machane levia, not in the machane yisrael. It's matame, the kedusha of the machane. That's one halacha. Were that to be the only halacha, well, then if the Bezdin is outside of the city, you could quite happily kill him inside the Bezdin, because at least we're not in the Shalosh Machanos. Therefore, comes along our mission and says, no, there's another halacha. Not only must the Beis Haskila be outside of the city, it's also got to be outside of the Bezdin. Why? For two reasons. Number one, because if it will be in the Bezdin, then they would look to be, as it were, they would appear to be a murderous Bezdin. Number one. Number two, for practical reasons, if the Beis Haskila will be inside the Bezdin, then we've reduced our chances of saving him. Because as soon as we get to the Gemara Din, we'll put him to death on the spot. And we don't want to do that. Rabbi Larry, you wanted to point something out?
Yeah, isn't it really the same thing? Because if you have number two, which is we want to give enough time that if we have a challenge about his death, we want to have time. So that shows that they're not rotschim. So why do you need to say one to show that they're not rotschim, and two so that they behave not like rotschim? The second one is saying we're not rotschim. We have if by the last second we want a chance maybe to be patur this guy or to put a challenge.
But it is two separate cheshbonos. Because, like you said, there's one reason practically we want to save him, and there's another inyan, the reputation of the Bezdin. Now, you're right, it's dependent on each other, but there's two separate gains. Gain number one is we can save this individual. Gain number two is we've improved the reputation of the Bezdin. Now, of course, you're right. The reputation of the Bezdin is improved by virtue of the fact that there's more likely we're going to save this individual. Have a look. Rashi explains this more. Have a look at Rashi.
Well,
Umashani, says Rashi, the Gemara answers, Nafkimina midatanan chutz lebezdin. Why must we be taught that it's got to be outside the bezdin? Surely it's not enough. It's actually outside the city. No. De'i nofik beidina. Sometimes, on rare occasion, the bezdin needs to be relocated. The kovi, and they are koiveya, they establish, mokoim havad, Shelohem, their meeting place, chutz le'ir, outside of the city. When could this be? Kagoyim, for example. Now, let's just press pause for a moment, a bit of historical background. In Yerushalayim or HaKodesh, there were actually three Sanhedrins. If you remember, we've learned early on in the Masechta, every town had their own Sanhedrin. But in Yerushalayim or HaKodesh, they had three. Firstly, they had the one and only Sanhedrin HaGodol. The 71 Dayonim, they actually sat in the famous Lishkas HaGozis. Then you had two Sanhedrin Ketanois, 23 Dayonim. One, as Rashi says, was by the Azara, one was by the Harabais. So when we talk about a Bezdin relocating, Rashi says we're only discussing those two Sanhedrin Ketanois. We are not discussing the Sanhedrin Gedolim. Rashi doesn't explain why that's the case. It would seem to be that if the Sanhedrin HaGedolah would relocate, that would be a different halach. So we're not getting involved in that. So have a look at Rashi. Di nofik beidina v'kavi mokim ha'va'ad shelohem. And they would establish their meeting place, chutz le'ir, outside of the city, kagoyim. For example, the Shtei Sanhedrois Ketanois, Shehoyu b'Yerushalayim. The two Sanhedrin Ketanois were in Yerushalayim. Achas al Pesach ha'Azora. One was at the entrance to the Azora. V'achas Yoshev al Pesach ha'Rabbais. So that's one example of a relocation of the Sanhedrin. It's referring to the two Sanhedrin Ketanois in Yerushalayim. Furthermore, v'chein kol shar ayoris, or for that matter, any other city, e kovi mekoimon chutz lechoimo, if for whatever reason they established their place outside the wall, meaning the surrounding wall of the town, and they now found themselves outside the city, nonetheless, it's not enough that we're not in the city. In addition to that, the second halacha of Dinon Beis Haskila, you still have to make the Beis Haskila chutz lebezdin rochoik mehem, slightly distanced from the bezdin. Why? Two rashis. Firstly, ki heichi deloy lischazi bezdin roitzchim. Firstly, that the Bezdin should not appear as Reitzchim. The Gnai Hadovo. It's a Gnai. It's a great shame and embarrassment if a Bezdin appeared to be murderous. How do we know this? Very famous Mishnah in Makkos. Those who have been with us for a good few years might well remember this. The Mishnah in Makkos says, Sanhedrin Hahoireges Pamachas Bashavua. Shavua over here does not mean a week, it means the seven-year Shemitah cycle. If a Bezdin would kill even once in 7 years, Nikreis, it would be called Chavlonis. Chavlonis means injurers or damagers. They're a murderous Bezdin. One in 7 years is too often for a murder. So you see in this Mishnah that it's a great source of shame for a Bezdin to have this reputation. Well, there it's talking about frequency. So too, with regard to location, the Kol Shekein, says Rashi, even more. Im yeh koroiv l'makoimon. Well, even more, if the Beis Haskila would be close to their place, wouldn't be outside of the Bezdin, would be right there, well, then even more, Mechzi, it would appear that it's a mokoim of Ibud Nefoshes. This is clearly a place where they don't value life. Right there in the Beis Din, they have your local gallows or Beis Haskila. No, we see from the Mishnah that it's very, very important that the Beis Din have a proper reputation of not being murderous. So that's why we don't have the Beis Haskila in the Beis Din. That's reason number one. Reason number two, says Rashi, inami, further reason. Lekach hoyu marchikin Beis Haskila. Do you know why they were marchik? They were distanced the Beis Haskila. Kedei shetehe shohis. In order that there should be time, leskila. Should take time. We want it to take time until they start getting the process going. But oirech haderech, because of the lengthy journey. So it's not in Beis Din, it's not even outside the front door of Beis Din. Remember, the whole horse has to ride there. Clearly, it's far away. Why do we want it to be far? So that during that time that they're schlepping him to the Beis Haskila, which takes a while, Yimso Echod Raya Shel Zuchus. So that we're giving somebody the opportunity to find a Raya, that maybe there's a Zuchus after all. V'yatzileu. V'yachziru. So the community will return him. V'tahabalei Hatzola. And that way we can save him. So we have two separate reasons why we have every reason to put the Beis Haskila not just aside outside of the town, but also outside and far from the Beis Din. Number one, so that the Beis Din should not have a bad reputation, should not appear to be a murderous Beis Din, should not appear to be as if they are keen to murder people. And number two, so that there's extra time now to find a Zuchus and now save him. Yes, Reb Larry.
If they're not killing anybody, how are they going to get that reputation? They're saying that a Beis Din that kills someone once in 7 years is considered rotzfim. They're not killing anybody, so who cares where they're located?
Because the very fact that it's located in a Beis Din shows us that they're trying to kill people. They unfortunately haven't been successful, but it's right there on the premises. It sounds like it's a very important service to them, and they're trying to kill people. So it needs to be not only that practically they don't, but it needs to appear they're not even trying to do so. Nothing to do with us. It's far away. It's not part of our services at all.
So maybe according to those lines, it's the exact opposite of why it's far away. In other words, if the Beis Haskila was in the Beis Din, there might be a hava mina to say, and once we decide we're going to kill him, we want to kill him right away. We don't want
right.
to be any. We want to have any chance that maybe we're going to change our mind. We don't want to give this guy anything. We've decided let's kill him the next second.
100%.
So it's still a time issue, because if it was right there, then there's no time to save him. We made a decision; he's dead in a second because we're already right there. So maybe that's the connection right there, that they bring it so close together that there is no chance for time to be to give the guy a little bit of a, you know what I mean, with the horse and the whole.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Okay. So we now understand, based on logic, why it's not enough for the Beis Din, the Beis Haskila, to be outside of the city, but in addition to that, it's also got to be outside of the Beis Din. Number one, that it should not be perceived as if Beis Din are keen to kill him. And number two, so that we have now extra time indeed to save him. Now we're going back to the first halacha. The first halacha was that the Beis Haskila has to be outside of the city, meaning outside of the Shalosh Machanes. Says the Gemara, Mino hanimili. How do you know this to be the case of Rashi? Mino hanimili. How do you know that the Beis Haskila is chutz the shalosh machanois? How do you know that to be the case? So the Gemara says it's a drosha. The Tan Rabbanon, hoitze es hamakalel el michutz lamachane, quote unquote. That is a pasuk from Parshas Emor. In Parshas Emor, as we know, there was the parsha towards the end of the Makalil. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't sure what to do with him. They put him into prison. And eventually the psak came forward to take him out to stone him. And it says in the pasuk, Michutz la-machane. So the principle of chutz la-machane is quite explicit in the Torah. Now the question is, what does that mean, chutz la-machane? How many machanes? It means chutz le-gimel machanois. Even though it says in the Torah, Michutz la-machaneh in Loshon Yochid. So I would have been excused for thinking you've only got to take him out of one machaneh, says a Bryson, no, you're wrong, it's actually three. How do I know? Maybe it really is one. Torah says, take him outside the machaneh, singular. Says the Gemara, Ato Oime, are you telling me that it's got to be chutz legimel machanois? How do you know? Oy einoy elo chutz lemachane achas. Maybe it's only you've got to take him outside of one machane. How do you know that you've got to take him out of all three? Teretz is exira shava. Nemar kan michutz lemachane. There is a korban called Purim HaNisrofin, which we'll see in a moment in Rashi, what is this referring to? It says there also, chutz l'machane, ma lahalon chutz l'sholosh machanois, afkan chutz l'sholosh machanois. So it says the word chutz l'machane in both, both over here with regard to skila and also with regard to Purim HaNisrofin. Somehow, which the Gemara is going to explain in a moment, we happen to know that the chutz la-machaneh over there, even though it's written in the singular, but actually means all three. So by virtue of the gzeirah shavah, it must mean that over here as well. Of course, the obvious question is, one second, how do you know Purim HaNisrofim is outside all three machanehs? That's the next line of the Gemara. But first, look at Rashi. Purim HaNisrofim, cows that are burnt offerings. As we know, most korbanos, besides for an oilo, are partly burned and partly consumed. But here we have a par, an ox, a cow, which is not consumed at all, says Rashi. A par, helem dovo shel tzibur. What's a par helem dova shel tzibur? A helem dova is if the bezdin make a mistake. They pask on something communal for Klal Yisrael, and it turns out it was an error. So as a kapara, they have to bring a korban called a par helem dova shel tzibur. That's one case. Secondly, is a par kohen moshiach. Kohen moshiach is the appointed kohen gadol, where if he was over an avera, he's got to bring a special korban based on his very lofty status. What's unique about those korbanos? Says Rashi, she'einon ne'echolin elo nisrofin. They're not consumed at all. They're not eaten. Rather, they are burned. K'dixiv, hoitzi es kol hapar al mechutz la-machane. You've got to take out the entire par outside of the machane and get rid of it, dispose of it from it there. So we haven't yet explained how do we know that over there it's got to be taken out of all three machanes, but apparently that's the case. So if in the case of Purim HaNisrofim it's got to be taken out of all three machanes, so by the fact we have Gzeirah Shavah, that teaches me that the same is also true in the case of Skila, albeit it says in the Torah of Hoitzei HaMakal HaMichutz HaMachaneh, which sounds like it's Loshen Yochid. By virtue of the Gzeirah Shavah, I actually learned that now it's not true. Just like Purim HaNisrofim is chutz migimel machanos, so too Skila is the same.
Rabbi?
Yes.
There were so many halachas with chutz l'machane, tzaras, and this and that. So do you learn all chutz l'machane to be shalosh?
No. Only where we have a Kabbalah of Gzeirah Shavah, although we'll soon see that maybe Metzairah is included. Metzairah, by the way, you are right. A Metzairah also has to leave all three machanes. Why? For a similar reason. A Metzairah is Tomei, we don't want to be Metame the machane. But we'll see, this is going to be the discussion over here, when it applies and when it doesn't apply. Okay, so we're going to press pause over here. Mr. Hashem, we're going to continue next week. As mentioned, on Sunday, I do have a bris. I have to find out exactly what it is. So, Mr. Hashem, I'll send out an email just to remind everybody where it is, when it
And
is.
also, when Moshe Rabbeinu put his tent mechutz la'machane, right? Was it three? Was it three machanos there? And
Correct.
Hashem said to him, "Bring the tent back in."
Yes.